This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, November 10. Reality Check. Our reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 18. David said to Saul, "Who am I, and what is my family or my clan in Israel, that I should become the king's son-in-law?" I remember watching my Chicago Bulls play the Los Angeles Lakers in the 1991 NBA Finals. It was the first final series for Michael Jordan as he led the Bulls. For the Lakers, Magic Johnson had topped the championship mountain a few times and knew how to win. The Lakers managed to steal the first game from the Bulls on their home floor, but in the second game, Jordan tore through the Lakers' defense. Johnson admitted his light was dimming as Jordan's skill led Chicago to its first of six championships. Johnson knew his better days were behind him, not in front of him. King Saul refused to admit that his kingdom was sinking. He was jealous and afraid of David because the Lord gave David victory after victory, and the people loved him. To try to buy David's loyalty in future warfare, Saul offered his daughter Merab to him. And at the same time, Saul thought, let the Philistines kill him. But David politely refused, saying that he was not worthy to be Saul's son-in-law. David might also have sensed that he should not be in debt to Saul. He couldn't trust Saul. Later on, David did accept Saul's offer of another daughter, Michal, for a price. And when Saul saw that Michal loved David and the Lord continued to be with David, Saul grew even more afraid, jealous, and angry. Saul just couldn't let go, and he remained David's enemy.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.